Everyone is doing well, and it's so good to spend this time with each and every one of you this special week that we are celebrating, and that's just the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm going to ask each and every one of you as we prepare just to stand for a moment, if you can, wherever you're at. Like I said the other night, that if you have an opportunity, just join in us completely, and we just want to welcome all the guests and everyone that's with us, and just miss each and every one of you. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and I'm just going to ask now if we'll just turn all of our minds and our heart and everything that we have over to the Lord. If you get a chance, just right now, just turn off everything, any device that might be in your area that you might have that would distract you, and let's put all of our attention on the Lord tonight. If you have a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand, yes, I can't see you, but God can. He knows what's in your heart. If you're driving, just drive safely. My most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, we just come to you. We honor you. Lord, we just praise your holy name. Dear Lord, we thank you for your many, many blessings. Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, as we come to you, dear Lord, open this service. Dear Lord, that you would just open up our hearts, our minds, our ears. Dear Lord, as we have an opportunity, dear Lord, to stand in line with you, dear Lord, we just want to praise and worship you. Lord, again, thank you for each and every one that's in attendance, dear Lord, whether it be through this video, through the audio service that will be on our webpage, dear Lord, or and all the work that's going into the technical side. Dear Lord, I know, dear Lord, that you're in charge. And, dear Lord, you'll guide us. And, dear Lord, we just want to praise your holy name. Now, dear Lord, we just want to pray for our homes, our city, our state, and our country, dear Lord, and for this world. Dear Lord, there are a lot of folks lost right now. A lot of folks that are just distraught, that are worried. Dear Lord, we're just going to put all of our in your mighty hands. Lord, we know that you're the healer. Lord, you know that you're the great I am, dear Lord. And we just lift you up. We honor you. Again, dear Lord, we ask you just to bless our pastor. Lord, strengthen him as he brings forth the word that you would have him to bring. But most of all, this week, dear Lord, may we celebrate you, the love that you've given us, my Father. And, dear Lord, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hold on just a minute. We're just we're going to swap mics. I know there's a little feedback right this second, and we're just going to turn it all over to you. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. From First Pentecostal Church here in Villarica, hope everyone's doing well. So good to be in the presence of God, and I know you can feel His holy presence there, wherever you may be tonight. Again, we want to welcome all of our members. We certainly want to reach out to all of our visitors, those that have found us on the live stream, and those who may be viewing for the first time. We want to welcome you here tonight, and tonight we have set aside this night to commemorate the resurrection and also the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and with a communion service tonight. So we will be having communion, and we hope that you will be joining us there. We did announce this during our last live stream, and hopefully, I know some of my family back at home are getting ready tonight. They're getting the kids around, and they've already made provision for their juice and their wafers, and hopefully you'll do the same tonight as we prepare. I want to start with some scripture tonight, and we're going to the book of 1 Corinthians. In the 11th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, and I want to begin reading in verse number 23. This is Paul's writing to the church concerning the Last Supper, or the Communion Supper, as we refer to it today. In verse number 23 of the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the Bible says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." The apostle had just admonished the church here and told them that it was not for them just to come together. In verse number 20, he says, "When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper, for in eating everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken." He said, "What, have you not houses to eat and drink in, or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not." So it's not here tonight for a food buffet. It's not done, amen, and just to see how much we can consume, but it is done in remembrance, and this is the reason for communion, in remembrance of what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for us when he gave up his body, when it was beaten and bruised, and he was chastised for our sins and for our iniquities. And finally, he shed his blood, and we're going to be doing that. And we're going to take our text tonight from the book of St. Luke. We find here that Jesus and the disciples were celebrating the feast of the Passover. Certainly, the Passover held a lot in the worship of the Lord, and because it was the time when the children of Israel were in Egyptian bondage, and the plagues had come upon Pharaoh and Egypt, and finally the last plague was the death of the firstborn. And under the instruction of God to Moses, the children of Israel had taken blood and painted it on the doorpost of each and every house. So when the death angel came by, they would know to pass over the blood. I know that many people now, in celebration of that or in remembrance, are placing red bows or red ribbons on the front of their door in remembrance of the feast of the Passover. This was the occasion that Jesus and his disciples had assembled. In verse number 1 of the 22nd chapter of St. Luke, bear with me, it's just a little bit of reading tonight, but I want to share the Word of God with you. This is what the Word of the Lord says. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the goodman of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished there. Make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Now at this time, I hope that you have prepared the juice and the wafers there. And if you'll get those ready, and if you'll gather around with your family members, those that are participating tonight, and we encourage you to do so with your children and let them know the reason for communion and how that we celebrate in remembrance of what Christ did, the ultimate price that he paid as the Lamb of God. In verse number 17, it says, And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. At this time, I would like us to take the wafers or the bread, whatever you have prepared, and prepare to take this in remembrance of the broken and bruised body of Jesus Christ. And he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Heavenly Father, as we come tonight, God, to participate in this communion supper, Father, we do receive this bread in remembrance of your broken body, Lord Jesus, how you gave your life for us, and we give you thanks. We ask you to bless this. In Jesus' name we pray. So now you may partake of the wafer or the bread that you have prepared. Likewise, also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth as it were determined, but woe unto them that man by whom he is betrayed. So let's go ahead now and take of the cup. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come tonight. Lord, we're so thankful for this cup, in remembrance of the precious shed blood of our Lord and Savior. We do so, Lord, remembering your death, your burial, and praise God, your resurrection. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. What a promise that the Lord Jesus Christ made to his disciples that night. There's so many things that are pertaining to communion. One thing, it says, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Again, it is not a feast. It is not a time to really feed the flesh. It is a time to pause and reflect and remember what Jesus did for us, and do it in remembrance of that great time that he gave up his life on the cross of Calvary. The precious blood that he shed, as we remember, as we drink of the cup, the broken body that had many stripes laid upon him, as we partook of the bread tonight. And we're so thankful, and we hope that you participated in tonight's communion service. And we invite you to tune in with us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock and every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for our live stream. We are making preparations even this week to try to update and try to tweak our live stream and doing what we can. This is something that is new to us, but we want to reach you and let you know that during this time, the Word of God is so instrumental. It is so vital and important that we reach out to folks. And we see that several people have joined in on the live stream, and we're getting some feedback from some people who are not members here, which is quite all right. We encourage each and every one of you, if you want to tune in, feel free to do so. And we'll be trying to incorporate some songs and hopefully maybe get a chance to have our praise team and some of our musicians to come up, if we can still do it, and still do it with the ability to stand the required 6 feet apart. And I think we can do that on the rostrum. But hopefully we'll be bringing you some music and from First Pentecostal, and also we will continue to bring you the Word of God. Before we leave you tonight, I want to read our inspirational verse, and it is found in Romans chapter number 15, and verse number 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. This time, it's so good to have our wife with us tonight. We were able to get our daughter to sit with Kevin tonight, so Sister Penny is with us tonight. So since she's here, I'm going to try to do a song. I love to sing and praise the Lord, but I'm going to try to leave you with this song tonight. So bear with me while I reach back and get my guitar. Friend, don't worry about this heavy load I carry. Don't be concerned if it sends me to my knees. For I know a place where all my load will lighten. I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of flesh could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief, if you slip his nail-scarred hands into my hands, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. Mm-hmm.
Very soon now, I'll reach the hill, Golgotha. I'll touch the cross that was fashioned from a tree. And if one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If my feeble hands of flesh could only reach out through the dark, dreary storm of unbelief, if you slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right soon as I touch Calvary. If you slip his nail-scarred hand into my hand, I'll be all right now that I've touched Calvary.
Amen, and thank God for Calvary. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you did for us. Thank you for your forgiveness, for your love, your mercy, and grace. A great big shout out tonight to Brother Art and Brother Tom and Brother Jim that has been up here with us. But these sound people have been working, some of them 3 and 4 hours a day. I think they've been up here most of the day trying to get a few little bugs and kinks out of our system. But hopefully you receive something. If not, maybe you just felt the power of God, because that is our purpose. It's not to be seen. It's not even whether you get a clear look at us or not. But if you can get the word somehow, the scriptures that we read, and feel the presence of Almighty God, and you can feel him right there in your home, in your living room, and we thank God that he is able to be with us. And we ask you to continue to worship the Lord and pray. Our nation is finally realizing that prayer is instrumental. It's needful. Amen. It's been at our hands for so many years, but so many people have not taken advantage of it. But we encourage you to pray one for another. Pray right there in your living room. Pray that God will sustain you when we know that he will. He is a God of promise. He is a God of faithfulness. Again, we invite you to join us again on Sunday morning. It's Resurrection Sunday, and we will be bringing a message of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Whatever tomorrow is, it doesn't matter. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow, and he is my Lord and Savior. God bless you. Be safe. Obey the requirements that's going on right now, and soon, hopefully very soon, we'll be able to have corporate worship again in our sanctuary. We miss you tremendously. It is so sad looking back over empty pews tonight, but we do understand. We understand the nature of the enemy and how he comes against us, but we will overcome. We are winners through Christ. God bless you. Tune in again. We're going to pray now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the ability to live stream to our members, God, to reach out to them. But Lord, we know, God, that you can reach out to them. And I pray right now that you would just settle nerves. Pray, God, that you would give comfort and peace to families. Praying for those who are fighting for their life, those who are taking care. So many people, God, are out there working around the clock. And Father, we pray for strength for them. We pray that you would keep them safe. Ask you to be with us throughout the balance of this week. Father, and I pray, Lord, as we always, if there's anyone out there that was tuning in and heard us or was able to see us on live stream tonight and has yet to make that commitment to Jesus, I pray that somehow through this live stream that they'll reach out to the Lord through the scriptures that are read, that they'll find peace and they'll find comfort in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Now we ask you to just have your way. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We will again see you Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Happy Resurrection Sunday.